Luke 9, 1 through 7 is the text for today. He summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases, and he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, "Take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them." Then they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. After an election, we wait to see how this new leader will use authority and power. Whose life will be made better? What will change? How will his power be used? For a few or for many? Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them authority and power over all demons and to cure diseases and sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God. We wonder how Jesus' power will affect people. What changes are going to be made? To find out, we have to look at the wider text. And we're told that the wider meaning of any short text can be found in the wider context. So here's a look. Earlier in Luke's Gospel, Jesus calls the 12 for the first time. He gives them his vision of the kingdom of God. Luke calls it the Sermon on the Plain. "Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." Then comes the list of those whose fortunes will change. "Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh." Jesus begins, after this sermon, Jesus begins to show people signs of this kingdom of God breaking into real time. He heals the sick and cures diseases. He casts out demons, any power that keeps people separated from God and from each other. Jesus is clearly about creating a community where everybody can find a place at the table. Now, surprisingly, the religious leaders, who you would think would say, "Praise God who heals and reconciles through this man," instead they say, "By whose authority does he do these things?" And their questions end not in affirmation of Jesus and his kingdom vision and its accompanying signs, but in rejection of the man and the kingdom. A leadership vacuum is created. There will be no help from the religious establishment for Jesus' mission. It is into this leadership vacuum that Jesus summons the 12 and gives them the commission. The fact is that we have to ask about this authority, and it doesn't give about the authority of Jesus, but we also realize when we read this that this authority and power is not really something that we can establish a political agenda on or a champion a campaign. It undercuts what we think power and authority is. The power Jesus gives us, or gives us the 12, is not the ability to move armies or use shock and awe in a demonstration of force. Rather, it is the power to create community where people belong, where wounded hearts and damaged souls are healed. It is power that confronts and roots out fear that makes us worry and isolates us in joyless living. This is the authority and power of the Spirit of God. Sunday by Sunday, we rehearse life in the world Jesus inaugurates. We rehearse this each week at Mass over and over, so that our dining tables, our kitchen tables, every table will be holy, just like our community's Sunday altar table is holy. The text is admittedly about the 12, and we Catholics think immediately of the connection to our bishops and priests tied in that marvelous long line of apostolic succession and rooted in the power and authority of the sacramental system of the church. But don't leave this so quickly. The truth is, every one of us is summoned to this work through our baptism. The work is not for our leisure, and it's not just for our volunteer work at the church, as important as that is for the community. This is our life's dearest and constant work in a world where we are trained not to see and not to care for those on the outside of our political and religious systems and practices. Jesus' power and authority came from the Holy Spirit of God. As his followers, so does any authority and any power given to us, working through us. You and I were anointed with the Holy Spirit at our baptism. We were sealed with the Holy Spirit at our confirmation. We pray in the name and in the power of the Holy Spirit every time we make the sign of the cross over ourselves. The same power and authority Jesus exercised and gave to his disciples works in and through you and me who were baptized into his death and resurrection. And we who are baptized into his death and resurrection will bear fruit that befits our baptism and our summons. We need not wait for permission. It's already been given to us. Listen for the summons. And if today you hear his voice, harden not your heart.